For another take on the clinical implications of new research data sets in lung cancer, at ASCO, I met with Dr. Heather Wakely, principal investigator of the recently launched ECOG 5505 adjuvant trial. Dr. Wakely began our conversation by commenting on what she sees as the most important lung cancer research reports at the ASCO meeting.
I think the biggest impact on practice is going to be what we do with the stage 3 patients. The trial presented by Nasser Hanna on the Hoosier Oncology Group protocol that looked at chemotherapy with cisplatin and etoposide with concurrent radiation for unresectable stage 3A and 3B disease was the most practice-changing. And what they were looking at, the question was all patients got the chemotherapy radiation, and then they were randomized to either receive consolidation docetaxel using the standard Southwest Oncology Group 9504 protocol, or nothing, just the two cycles of cisplatin etoposide with radiation. And what they showed was absolutely no difference in survival between the two arms, with pretty strikingly overlapped survival curves. Criticisms are that it was a relatively small study. It was stopped early because of an interim analysis showing that there was no way statistically to get a separation of the curves. But it really does bring up this question of what is consolidation chemotherapy doing in that situation. There were also a couple of studies in the poster discussion session which looked at more of an induction chemotherapy with then additional chemo radiation in a similar patient population, which also didn't show any benefit with the chemotherapy. And so it's really, again, bringing into the forefront this question of what do we do with stage 3? I think for several years, everyone's been comfortable with the 9504 regimen, even though it was a unvalidated phase 2 results. And now we have to really question that. I don't know that I have yet bought into the idea that it's completely dead, that we shouldn't be looking at induction anymore or we shouldn't be looking at consolidation anymore. I have a hard time believing that two cycles of a platinum doublet with radiation is really enough to cure stage 3 when we know we need more than that to help improve survival for earlier stages. So I don't think the question's dead, but I think we need to move away from just doing 9504 and building on that. So I think that's, again, the biggest practice-changing impact. The thing that isn't being talked about at all, though, is I think many, many people are still using a weekly carbo-based regimen with a taxane with the radiation. And to say that we shouldn't give any more chemo after that is far more frightening proposition, given that they're not getting very much chemotherapy at all during the radiation. And if you look at the median survival times from those phase 2 trials, excluding the CLGB study, but looking at some of the phase 2 and even some of the data that was presented earlier yesterday, they're right in keeping with what we're seeing with these cisetoposide radiation regimens with or without the docetaxel. So I think we still have a lot of questions in stage 3, but I think that as a general practice in consolidation, docetaxel cannot really be considered a standard anymore.